When you visit Arizona, time is measured in moments, not minutes. Like the moment your work stress disappears as you kayak through the canyons. Or the moment you discover the life-changing effects of prickly pear chocolate. But nothing beats the moment you see the Grand Canyon for the very first time. Visit a new state of mind. Learn more at hereyouareaz.com.
Now back to the Men's College World Series special, live from Omaha Baseball Village, powered by Access Bank, Here for a Reason, and Brookside Medical on 1620 The Zone.
Connor Happer, Josh Peterson back with you here from the Omaha Baseball Village at the College World Series, where Hour 1 is presented by Union Bank and Trust. People don't have your money. Your money has people. Member FDIC. What, Josh?
Well, this is going to set you up for another one of those, because your meme guy texts in.
My meme guy?
Sex Drive presented by Brookside Medical.
Well done.
Thank you, Happer's meme guy.
I don't have one of those on me, but yes, we are friends. Brookside Medical, that's for sure. And you can come by the Zone booth in the bullpen inside the Omaha Baseball Village and register to win a prize pack of a grill, Kansas City Royals tickets, and ice cream for a year. That is here at the Baseball Village at 13th and Mike Fahey.
I got in trouble because this morning when I was up before my run, I was just scrolling through Twitter seeing what I caught up on from the night before. I saw Shohei Ohtani hit a three-run bomb to tie the game. Wasn't paying attention to who it was against.
So you were going to tweet like, yeah, Shohei Ohtani.
Well, I was just like retweeting because like this is pretty cool. Riz reaches out to me later on. This is against the Royals. You're a Royals fan. Why are you retweeting this? Like, oopsies. Because I like Shohei Ohtani.
I would like to point out that Shohei Ohtani had 8 RBIs last night, but it still was not enough to beat the Kansas City Royals.
It's like that. Hey,
it's like that tweet.
The most perfect tweet.
Find the tweet.
Okay, I have it because a friend sent it to me this morning. It's like my favorite one of all time.
Yeah, it's fantastic.
So it says. This is from some guy named Matt Tomic.
Thank you, Matt.
Or Matt Tomich, like Jared Tomich. Every time I see an Angels highlight, it's like Mike Trout hit 3 home runs and raised his average to .528, while Shohei Ohtani did something that hasn't been done since Tungsten Armo Doyle of the 1921 Akron Groomsmen as the Tigers defeated the Angels 8-3. It's perfect. It is so perfect for the Angels. They have the MVP from last year. They have, like, the best player of his generation, yeah. And they never win.
Watch out, though, Mike Trout. Bobby Witt Jr. is coming for you.
Yeah, I saw it. What did he do last night? He did something?
He hit 2 home runs.
There you go. Look at that. The home run boys.
Yeah.
Nice.
If you can catch it, if those odds are still out there, if you can catch him for American League Rookie of the Year, I would advise you to do so. We don't give gambling advice, but we do.
Promo code 1620.
Promo code Happer.
No, 1620.
Okay, so Josh, here's a stat. Here's a tweet yesterday, and I did a little bit of research on this. It's from the Bear, Chris Felica.
I like Chris Felica.
He tweets this. This is a couple days ago.
Oh, okay.
Iowa and Middle Tennessee are the only two FBS teams to have a turnover margin of plus 10 or better last year and be outgained on the season.
Cool.
So, once again, I repeat, Iowa was outgained last year and won 10 football games.
A quick aside. We talked a little, Jimmy and I did a little yesterday, about Iowa being a fine candidate for regression this year.
No.
That type
never.
Of stuff is why.
Never. No.
Regression,
they're
like
always
8-4. Like 8-4.
They're always a candidate for regression, but they never regress because they always go plus 50 in the turnover margin.
Do you remember like 10 years ago, they did regress a couple of times. They were like really, really bad, but ever since Sean Eichhorst was like, you know what?
Correct.
We had to look at them and where they were. They have been on a nice, solid run. They're very consistent.
It's like 7, you know, we're going on a decade here of Iowa being a very, very good program.
Since 2015, they have had no sub-500 seasons. They played in multiple Big Ten championship games. They've been a really good football team.
And there are varying degrees of this. Like, there have been Iowa teams that have not been good over the past 7 years, but they still win 9 games. So their range is 8-10 now.
Yeah.
They can't go anywhere outside of it. They didn't even have a good team last year.
Dude.
They got outgained and won 10 football games. So I did some research.
Okay.
In contrast, Nebraska has... So think about Nebraska over the last couple of years.
Bad.
They have... Yeah, bad record-wise, right?
Bad team, yeah.
They have not been outgained in a season since 2017.
What the hell? What?
They outgained their opponents every time.
What?
Except for 2017.
How is that possible? And they won 15 games and had 29 losses.
That is the entire Scott Frost era. They have not been outgained. We're talking about over a season.
Good Lord.
Before that, for Nebraska, it was so in 2017 they went 4-8. By the way,
people forget. Yeah.
Before
USFL Coach of the Year Mike Riley.
The last time they got outgained before that in Nebraska history was 2007.
Also, bad team, 5-7 year. Horrible team.
Also, another little stat to throw in there. Last year, Nebraska outgained their opponents on average of 80 yards a game.
Per game.
Also happened to Nebraska in 2005. In 2005, they were outgained and went 8-4.
That was the team that really did squeeze every single win out. Like, they were not a very
good
football
team. It was close in 2016, but they still outgained their opponents. In 2004... they went 5-6 and got outgained. So usually, when Nebraska gets outgained, we're talking about bulk yards here.
They have losing seasons.
They are poor. Iowa, on the other hand, won 10 games last year and got outgained. People forget that. Iowa also got outgained in 2017. They went 8-5. In 2016, they went 8-5. And that's about the stretch in which we were just talking about, that Iowa's basically been a little bit of a different program since. They also did it in 2000. So they do this sort of like routinely. 2012, 2011, 2007, and 2000, they were outgained in each of those seasons as well. But their records were 4-8, 7-6, 6-6, and 3-9. So you do that little line of demarcation after about 2015.
Yep.
Like you said, they have won 8, 8, and 10 games while being in seasons in which they have been outgained.
Meanwhile, Nebraska has been outgaining their...
Since 2016.
Nebraska has been outgaining opponents since 2018, and they have won 4, 5, 3, and 3. Football, it's such a weird sport, man. It is legitimately a very, very weird sport.
It's turnovers.
Yeah, it really is.
It's turnovers,
because it's getting short field.
It's turnovers, and it's the Big Ten.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely.
I mean, this is like... this is lesson one on how to be a Big Ten team.
Well, remember last year especially, they got off, I'm talking about Iowa right now, that start they had against Indiana, they won 34-6, but if you look at the box score and you don't see anything about points.
Because they had 5 picks.
You'd be like, wait, they won by 28 points? Look at how many yards they had. A very similar thing happened the next week when they played Iowa State. They won 27-17. That was first of all, it was a horrible football game. They absolutely dominated, but they had, if I remember right, like 2 or 3 super duper short fields, like inside the 10-yard line short fields. And so they're scoring touchdowns, they're scoring field goals, but they're having to go like 3 yards to do so.
Correct.
You know?
Their special teams have been incredible. That's basically the lesson. Well, turnovers and special teams.
Think about what really got their run going against Nebraska in November was the punt block, you know? And so did they score on that play, or did they eventually score on that next drive after they got the punt? Or they
scored on the
play.
They scored on the play.
Okay, yeah. I couldn't remember.
And then they came back. Nebraska had a 3-and-out or turned it over or something like that. And then they kicked the field goal, and you're like, we're okay here.
It was that game. I think in people's heads, you want to say like, oh yeah, it was just an avalanche, and Iowa took the lead, and Nebraska wasn't able to save them. Iowa scored like what 2 or 3 possessions in a row, and they were still losing because they kept getting field goals. Disgusting performance that game.
I'm pretty sure they scored it. Maybe they didn't score on that on the punt block. Now that I think.
Well, now I got to look it up, the box score real fast. Yeah, for some reason
I thought the score was they were up by as much as 21-6, right?
Yes, they were. Yes, they were.
Iowa got a field goal, make it 21. Yeah, no, they scored on the play because it was 21-9 when they blocked the punt and then they got it. And it was 21-16 or 17 or something.
Yeah, so yeah, as you said, it got to 21-6. Iowa got a field goal. Nebraska, so the next drive, they block the punt, and they make it 21-16 on that play. Think about that. Iowa, when the punt block happened, they weren't even winning. The next drive, Nebraska fumbled. And
hey, give me the win. Do you have like the win probability right before the punt was blocked?
Yes, that would probably be there. Where is it?
I did this once last year, and it was a painful exercise just to go through all the games and like shift through their win probabilities.
There it is. Okay, Nebraska before the punt block. Let's see. I think 94.6.
I think they were as high as 97% in that game.
Yeah, at least according to the ESPN one, it was 94.6 was at its best for Nebraska. Dude, they dominated. I was at that game. That's one of the rare games I've been to in the last decade. That game was incredible in person. incredible until it wasn't. When it turned, it turned so fast. And I look, you were there too. I don't know if you could feel it up in the press box, but I'm serious, man.
Josh,
when that pump block happened. Even though Nebraska's still winning, the place, all of the life got sucked out of Memorial
Stadium.
Josh,
they had a 21-6 lead against a team who has no offense.
Yeah.
They can't come back. And by the way, Nebraska has a good defense. Nebraska had a good defense.
Yeah.
And they are up 21-6 against a team who can't physically score except for with their kicker's leg.
Yep.
And somehow they still lost.
Yeah.
By giving up a punt, a punt block,
yeah,
and then a whole bunch of field goals.
Yeah, not to make everything about like 2022, but it's like, can they avoid? Can Nebraska avoid doing some of that stuff? Can they avoid like that game is the epitome of shooting yourself in your foot. Like, can they avoid losing?
This is it.
in a crippling way, because they didn't have to. Like, they didn't have to lose that game. That was a game where they could have looked. They could have made it hard on themselves, but they still should have won that game.
So this is the lesson of it. When Iowa has bad teams, they find a way to keep their head above water because they still are good on the periphery. They're still good in special teams, and they're still good in turnover margin. Like, they still do the things that you need to do to win a football game, like the requisite things.
Mm-hmm.
But they can't help the fact that they're just a bad team. They don't have, like, the guns up front. When Nebraska has a bad team, they bottom out.
Yeah.
Because they're bad at all the other stuff.
Yeah.
And so if you're a bad football team in terms of just bulk yards and outgaining people, and you're bad on special teams, and you're bad in all these other turnovers, you got no chance. You're gonna look like you did in 2017.
John emails in Equitable Bank inbox. He says, Nebraska has been outgained in yardage in a season under Frost. I think Bo had something to say about that. It's not about yards, ma'am. It's about points. And then he adds, come on, October 2nd.
So yeah.
He's an October 2nd guy.
So, look, Nebraska, on average, 447 yards a game last year. They gave up 366.
Incredible.
2020, it was close. 391 to 386.
Yep.
2019, 417 to 389.
That surprised me because that offense is sneaky, like inept in the Scott Frost era. That was
it's
a
not
bad
about
offense.
Yards, ma'am. It's about points.
Thank you, Bo.
2018, 456. So they were.
They were a top 25 yardage team, but their scoring per game was in like the 60s.
And they were giving up 433.
Yeah, and that the defense, that was certainly the low point in the Scott
Frost. You want to know what the spread was in 2017 when they were outgained?
Oh.
So 400, they were giving up 438 yards a game and only averaging 385.
Jeez, that was a
And they had a couple like explosive big yardage games. Remember the Tanner Lee Penn State second half?
Yes, that's right. They were down by what 40 or whatever, and they ended up scoring 40 in the second half. It seemed like,
and they made it like a 2-touchdown.
That was
game,
a really,
but nobody ever thought that they were gonna like they were threatening to actually win.
That was the original Wang Nacho's game. Jack Mitchell was getting back into it, like you would expect Jack Mitchell. Even though, like, come on, Jack, they're not gonna win this game, but he was fired up. Shang Ping Appreciation Club, has anything ever pointed towards terrible coaching more than consistently out? Gaining opponents yet losing.
That's
this
it,
is man. Why Nebraska's not close, no matter how loud people want to yell they are.
That is exactly it. You nailed it. Joel tweets in, he says, attention to detail matters.
Definitely does.
Yeah, I think it does. So I thought, it just got me thinking the Bear tweet. Turnover margin of plus 10 or better and be outgained. Iowa won 10 games while being outgained in a football season, which is, let me find their actual number for you. Go ahead.
One more thing that I would add is, like, often as sports fans, we love to talk about teams that can find ways to win when everything is going against them, and they find ways to win. Iowa consistently is able to find ways to win.
They gave up 329 yards a game on defense, and they only their offense was so bad.
They gave up only 329 per game, and they were outgained.
This is comparable to like 09 Nebraska.
Seriously,
I wonder what that number is.
I'm going to look it up.
So Iowa's offense only gained 303 yards a game last year.
Oh, that's gross. Nebraska in 2009, 322.8.
Yeah. They're better. They're bad.
Iowa, what are you doing? Well, you're winning 10 games.
You're winning 10 games. That's
you know who else won 10 games?
Do what you
got. 2009
do.
Nebraska.
That's true. They probably only gave up like 8 yards a game on defense.
Yeah, you know, here, let me reopen that sheet one more time. Find out what Nebraska gave up yardage-wise, because it was not a whole lot. So scoring defense in 2009, that's going to be
they
really
gave up
good.
272.
272? Yeah, they were 7th in the country. Scoring defense, 1st in the country, 10.4. They were good. People forget it, Dominican Sue.
People may. Yeah, he's on ESPN if you would like to.
Yeah, I've seen this.
He's trying to get signed with the team. All right, Connor Haber, Josh Peterson with you at the Omaha Baseball Village, where Hour 1 is presented by Union Bank and Trust. People don't have your money. Your money has people. Next, we'll talk coffee.
Oh, I love coffee.
Josh loves coffee. You're gonna have to convince me on coffee.
Wow! Wow!
All right, yeah, we got a guy who's gonna get that done for us. We'll come back more up next on 1620 The Zone.
Waiting on a tax return? Hopefully, it ends up in your hands. Fraudulent tax returns due to identity theft increased by 30% in 2023. If you're in a bind this tax season, LifeLock can help. Our U.S.-based restoration specialists are experts dedicated to helping solve your identity theft issues. And all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package. So we'll reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. Help protect your information this tax season with LifeLock. Save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/aware.